Hello, everyone. Ed Richards with OklahomaFireReport.com, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, time once again this October 19th for the USDA's monthly cattle on feed report. Most of the pre-report estimates have all the categories on feed placements, marketing on the low side of year ago levels. How do we end up, sir?
We end up with what you would call a friendly report. Now, this report is not a shocker to anybody because we was looking for low numbers, but it's a little lower than expected. October 1, on-feed was estimated at 97.8%. It actually came in at 97%. September placements were supposed to be 85%. They came in at 81%, the very low end of the estimated range. In September, marketings at 89.8% on the estimate came in at 88%. Now, looking at those numbers a little closer, the on-feed number is the third smallest on-feed number for the year of 2012, the second largest October on-feed of the past 6 years. It's about 2% above what the five-year average is. Now, on-feed in the three major states showed Texas down 9% from a year ago, Kansas down 4%, and Nebraska was 5% higher. Now, on those 81% placements, that is the third largest 2012 placements we've seen this year. It is also the smallest September placement since the revision of the cattle on feed reports in 1996. We are running about 17 to 18% below what the 3- and 5-year average is on placements. Now, looking at the major states, Kansas was 25% lower than a year ago on placements, Texas down 16%, and Nebraska down 14%. Looking at the weight breakdown on placements, the under 600-pound category was 24.8% lower than a year ago, 600 to 699-pound category 14.5% lower, 700 to 799-pound category down 11.9%, and the 800-plus category of placements 20.2% lower than a year ago. Now, moving on over to the marketings, we saw them come in about 10 to 11% lower than the 3- and 5-year average, the lowest marketing month we have seen since back on November of 2008, the second lowest September marketing since the revision back in 1996. Now, when you look at the major states, marketings were down 18% in Texas, down 17% in Kansas, but 6% higher in Nebraska. Now, keep in mind, cash was higher again this week by as much as $2 to $3. Choice box beef prices as of yesterday's close within $2 of the 2012 high and within about $3 of the all-time record high made back in 2003. So we've got some very positive things. Even though the cattle market closed lower today, some of that influence was profit-taking along with the stock market being down over 200 points. This is a friendly report. Hopefully it will give us some upside when we come back at 9:05 on Monday morning.